everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. This is season 13. Yay! I'm so excited to be launching the season with all of you. Thank you for being here. The theme for the season is renew your energy and your life. So we are in spring, and that was my whole, that was why I picked renew. So it's about renewing your energy and your life, because at any time you can renew your energy. You can, you know, raise your vibration, amp it up, shift your energy, and at the same time, shift your life, you know, do something new, do something that you've always wanted to do. And so that's what this season is all about, getting you pumped up and excited about doing something brand new with your life by changing your energy, renewing your energy. Okay, so, you know, it's all about the energy on these calls. So I'm so excited. We're going to just get right into it, because I'm just like, so I feel like I haven't talked to anybody in so long, right? So it's only been like 2 weeks, but still feels like a long time. So I'm just like chomping at the bit to talk to our first guest speaker. So today we have Jennifer Urizio with us today, first time speaker on Awaken to Happiness Now. And she's going to be talking to us about listening to your soul to receive. And, you know, it's like, oh, I love it. You know, it's all about the connection with your soul, connection with your spirit, you know, like that communication and receiving, you know, how so many of us are not willing to receive. We're not allowing ourselves to receive. And sometimes we don't even know what receiving means. So we're going to talk to Jennifer about all of that. And Jennifer's going to talk to us about what do you mean by listening to your soul, and what is soul language, and how does soul support receiving, and what can everyone do today to open up to receiving, and where do people fall down when it comes to receiving, and what is connection so important to receiving, right? So, and then we've talked about receiving in the past, and, you know, and connection and talking to your soul and all that. So this is going to be so wonderful, because it's a whole new perspective on that. So for those of you who don't know Jennifer, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. You can read up more about her in the email, of course, and on the live page. But Jennifer is the founder of Soul Language and a master intuitive. She uses her intuitive skills to help raise consciousness. And Soul Language is a paradigm to put tangibility to soul. So she's the author of two books that are available at Amazon. Soul Language, Consciously Connecting to Your Soul for Success, and A Little Book of Prayers. You can check them out on Amazon. You can go to her own website, which is soullanguage.us. So I'm so excited that Jennifer is here with us today. But before we get Jennifer on the show, let's just connect in quickly into your heart space. Let's just open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our energy fields to receive the energies and the wisdom and the teachings from today, from the call today, from my guides and angels, my support team, my multidimensional team, who is already sending energies to all of us listening now or listening later. So you will still receive the healing energies during the call, whether you listen now or listen on the replay. That's not a problem. So I just invite you to open up your hearts. Connect into your heart space and help me in welcoming Jennifer to the show today. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and so honored.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. And I'm so excited because this topic that we're going to be talking about today is so important for me as well. Anything to do with the soul, connection to the soul, receiving, that communication. It's like, yes, this is something that I feel so passionately about and so strongly about. So I just want to jump right in, because how do we listen to our soul? Can you tell us, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about your own journey? Because this is the first time that you've been on our show. So can you tell us how you started to listen to your soul and why you decided to found and create Soul Language?
I started listening to my soul basically because I didn't have a choice. I wanted to stop struggling, and my purpose is to alleviate suffering through connection. And so I was on this path to really create this conscious connection with my soul, which is my little part of divinity and divine itself. And so I kept asking these really, really big questions like, okay, why am I here? Where's my people? What's, you know, I know my life purpose, which is powerful healer and teacher in the spotlight. That's groovy. What do I do with that? And where are my people? Because I'm really mad. And I went to a conference where I was speaking about life purpose and essential oils. And this woman sat down next to me and went, "We're going to be friends." And I went, "Yeah, I get that. Why her? And not this other person across the way who looks really nice, but I don't care if I ever see that person again. What is that?" Mm-hmm. And what I heard through divine guidance was, "Oh, that's soul language." And I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep asking questions. And before long, I had this paradigm, this living, breathing paradigm that helps people really connect with their essential nature. It actually puts words and tangibility to that essential nature inside of you. And when human beings have words for something, it allows them to connect on a core level. It also allows us to move from unconscious or struggle expression of that or use of that energy to consciousness, which means that you know you're whole and complete, one with the divine, master of your own universe.
Very important, right?
Firmly believe that anyone can connect to their soul. You can do it at any moment, at any time, with pure intention or tuning into your heart or, you know, creating a conscious connection using your soul languages, and I'll tell you what that's about in a second. It's so easy. Like, the fundamental one question that you can ask every day is, okay, soul, what do I need to know today? And then you just listen. And I think it's so important because it allows us to move through life with grace and with more ease. And the goodness, the universe, like the universal goo or love or blob or divine or universe or cupcake or whatever you want to call that, is here for our goodness. It radiates at goodness. And when we listen to our soul, it becomes this compass of directing us to experience more of that goodness. And it also becomes an anchor of safety. So when things are challenging, that you know you're whole and complete, that you know that you are safe, that you know all will be fine, even if it isn't. In reality, there's a place down inside you that knows it can't be hurt. And I think that's really important. I think that helps individuals create from a place of power and knowing versus lack and fear.
Absolutely. And, you know, it also, you know, for me, it's about not being alone, right? It's about you're always supported. And I think sometimes when you're going through a really deep, dark time, knowing that you're not alone, you know, and you're not doing anything by yourself, there's that support system, that support team with you that's guiding you and supporting you and with you. It helps you to get past those hurdles, right?
Yeah, and it helps you. For me, it helps you feel safe. And I think that's the fundamental kind of challenge that almost every one of us shares, is that feeling of, oh my God, I'm not going to be safe. So when you're connected to your soul, you do, and you put it so lovely, you do know that you're not alone. You know that you're deeply supported, and then you can start to feel it and embody it. I think connection is so important, especially on an energetic level, because a lot of people kind of do, in quotes, spirituality by drive-by. They do it with their little mind, not their embodiment. They don't feel it on a cellular level. And when you connect to your soul, it begins to kind of seep in a deep level, and things start to change. You know, I hear a lot, you know, well, I've read this and I've done this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but you have to practice it. Mm-hmm. And when you have that connection technique, it allows you to practice, which means it allows you to embody something, which means that the vibrational energy is changing the set point. And so instead of vibrating at fear and discourse all the time, you can vibrate at neutrality of consciousness, which is where I like everyone to be, because in that level of consciousness, it's about trust, doors are opening, you don't see a challenge as a reflection of your essential nature, you just see it as a challenge, and then you are able to really understand and feel and receive the solution. And so it's really important that we kind of really understand how we need to connect, how we want to connect, and then practice that connection.
I love that. I love the part about the practicing, because you do need to practice on a daily basis some sort of discipline, you know, whether that's meditation or contemplation, prayer, something to connect to the divine, the divine that is within you. And in this moment, we're calling it the soul, right? So connecting to your soul so that you can build that relationship, right? Build that communication and build that two-way street. It's not just me talking to my soul, but it's also receiving messages from my soul as well, right?
Yeah, and here's, you know, here's the thing. So often, and this is going to tie back to the, you know, the gift that I'm offering people, so often people try to create this sacred practice that doesn't fit them. I have, you know, one of my soul languages is called Graceful Warrior. We each have three. So we each have three core energies, we call them languages, of soul, and you have one language in three different categories, right? And so my soulful personality, how my soul prefers to go through life, that category, that language for me is called Graceful Warrior. Action, movement, courage, and grace. I am not going to sit down and meditate. And it's not because I can't clear my mind. It's because my body, my soul doesn't enjoy that. So why would I pigeonhole that? Why would I try to make that work if it doesn't resonate with me? It's not that it's resistance. It doesn't resonate with me. And so the sacred practice that you're, that, you know, that connection time, that listening time has to really be personal. It has to be geared towards your human life, what your soul desires, and it has to be something that you can do every day. And it doesn't have to be the same thing every day. And I think so many people try to fit themselves into this model. And I work with spiritual renegades. I work with people who aren't going to do it like anyone else does it. I work with highly innovative people. Big messages, big ideas, want to change the world. So we really don't want to sit down and journal every day. We might want to create a sacred practice where it's flexible, where one day we can journal, one day we can sing, one day we can meditate, one day we just connect to our soul languages and we have a conversation. It's really important that that connection time is personal, because connection is personal. You know, we so often we talk about our fears and our pain. And I have a mentor who says that's boring. And she's right. It is boring. It's your connection that's special, because that's unique, right? And so you have to come up with one that's so personal. So the other categories or soul languages are mission, you know, and people, people beat themselves up at a mission. They think it's about doing. It's not. You're not here to be an author. You're not here to be a teacher. You're not here to be a healer. Your mission is what you are profoundly here to experience and then offer that experience to others. And my language in that category is called equalizer. And that's all about creating that perfect formula balance, first for myself and then for others. I've had jobs, and I'm going to use this word correctly, literally, where I've been paid to hold someone's hand. Jen, can you just hold my hand when I do this? You're going to pay me to hold your hand? Yeah, can you just, okay. Because my energy is very, offers balance. So when people try to think of their purpose as doing, they're always going to feel like they're falling short, because they're not really accepting that sacred purpose on a big level. And then the next category is all about how we fuel that and how we'll be known here. And my language for that is called teacher of integrity. And so when we combine the three soul languages of any individual on this planet, I can give a one-liner. And so my one-liner is, I create balance for myself and others through love, integrity, and courage. And that becomes my mile marker for my day and who I am and what I'm bringing and what I'm being. And that becomes of, am I doing that consciously for myself, or I'm in struggle? And that's where I get to tune in and ask my soul questions and hear guidance to move from struggle to consciousness.
Wow, fascinating. I love it. I love how, you know, your mission is not about the doing, it's about the being. Who are you being, or what are you being? And I guess also it's about expressing, right? Expressing yourself as you are and being of service, you know? So it's much broader than
yeah,
the doing. It's a much bigger picture mission, right?
Yeah, it's huge, right? Because I can be that purpose every moment of every day. Now, when I'm really accepted, the delivery systems or the doing lines up perfectly, right? You know, I always say I could be being that mission as a bartender. Sucky delivery system, by the way, right, for me. But I would be being that system. But when I really accepted it, the doing, that delivery system, that paradigm of soul language showed up. And I got to hear it and express it. And you know what's really funny about that? I was collecting information about soul language all of my life, but I didn't know it. So when I started downloading the paradigm, books which fall off my shelf, I'd be like, oh, that's a soul language? Okay, let's pick it up. Oh, a song would come on the radio that I love, that I would listen to a time over and over again as a kid. I'd be like, oh, my God, that's a soul language energy. Like, that's information. I just didn't know it. And I didn't know it because I really wasn't listening to my soul. When I began to listen to my soul, I was able to see it.
Right. Yes, I'm just thinking for myself, like, how often I do that. How often do I listen to my soul? So I'm gonna ask the listeners right now, how often do you listen to your soul? And for me, I guess that still means going within to your heart space and connecting within and not being in your head, right? Being in your heart and asking questions and then paying attention, being aware of the messages that you receive, whether it's through books falling on your head or whether it's music that you hear or what somebody says, right?
Beautiful. Do you want to try kind of a little experience here with me?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So everyone, I'd love for you to play along. If you're driving, don't do this. Listen to the replay. So I want you to take a deep breath. I'm going to say a statement. If there's words that I use that you don't understand, that's okay. Just get on the bus with me. So here goes. Ask divine intelligence to align your mind so it follows your heart. And then tune into your heart, and I'm going to ask a question, and whatever you feel, hear, sense. If you want to share it with the audience, that'd be great. And the question is, what does your soul want you to accept today? What does your soul want you to accept today?
Wow. So it's interesting. At first I was getting like patience, but it wasn't really patience. It was more of being joyful in the present moment. So accept the joy in the present moment.
That's beautiful. So now you know that when you're not accepting the joy in the present moment, you're going to create more struggle in your life. And then that's an indication for you to pause and just reconnect with the joy. And now people are going, but I don't know how to do that. You just simply have to go, okay, divine intelligence, place me in the consciousness of joy. And we're using divine intelligence in this case because it's your body and it will do the heavy lifting. But here's the thing. If you're in 100% sadness and 100% shame, okay, you're not going to be able to go to joy. And I think that's what people try to do. They're in shame or pain, and they try to leap themselves to happiness or joy. That's a lot of consciousness levels to kind of move. It's a lot of energy to move.
Yeah.
So in that case, you want to just go to neutrality. And
right.
So it's simply divine intelligence. Fill me with the feeling and knowing of trust, because when we're in trust, we're in neutrality.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love that.
And thanks for playing, by the way.
And we can all do that, can't we? Like, we don't need somebody else to, you know, bring that to us. We can get to that state of trust ourselves, right? But by asking.
Yeah, it's about activating and asking. And here's the thing. If you believe that you need somebody to get you to trust, let's kind of let go of that belief right now.
Yeah.
Okay, because everything you have inside of you. What I'm really good at is I'm really good at asking questions that you've never asked yourself before. And so because I can do that, I am at a different level. So I'm at the level of the solution where you might be at the not you personally, but
Mm-hmm.
My client might be at the level of the problem.
Right.
And
yep.
So I'm able to hold the solution and ask the question from the solution standpoint. So then you can feel it within. You can clear any beliefs that are in the way, and you can connect and allow more soul into your body. When more soul is in your body, you're more in the flow. You know you're whole and complete, one with the divine master, your own universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
From there, you're in infinite possibilities, and you're creating from infinite possibilities.
Absolutely. I love that. That was beautiful. And that was such a short and quick process. But you know what happened, though, Jennifer, was that when you said, take a deep breath and, you know, follow me on the bus or go on the bus with me. And then you said whatever you said, because, you know, I have a bad memory. But whatever you said, automatically, it's like my mind and my heart and my head and my heart became aligned. I mean, I felt this great presence of energy all around me. And so it was like, oh,
love
that's
that.
Interesting. That was quick. You know?
So here's another thing you just told me about yourself.
Uh-huh.
You're not breathing. You're not like taking full breaths.
Mm-hmm.
Is an indication that you might be in struggle, even if you don't believe or feel you're in struggle. The lack of breath or the lack of full breath is an indication that there's some part, and there's always some part of us that is in limitation. So often when I do kind of one of those experiences, like I'm even thinking about it right now, I'll yawn, and that's a release of energy. And I'd be like, oh, I didn't even know I was holding on to something. And here's
right.
the thing, I think, you know, so many of us know better, in quotes, and there's always more to learn. There's always more to expand. There's always more to go deeper into your connection. So you know that now you get to check your breathing.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're like, oh, I didn't even know I was kind of holding that back, then that you get to just pause and breathe more. That is also allowing yourself to be more generous with yourself. And so when you're more generous with yourself, the universe is more generous to you as well, because it's just a reflection, energy matching energy.
Yes, thank you. And yes, I do have not an issue with breathing, but I do consciously have to focus on breathing. That's why when I do healing calls and so on, there's a lot of breathing happening, because I have to both remind myself as well, breathe, you know, receive, and so on and so forth, because that's just how I am. So I have a question for you from one of the listeners. And so I just want to remind everyone too that you can raise your hand to ask Jennifer a question, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. So this is a question, which is a really interesting question from, I guess, a little while ago, but doesn't matter. How does one discern the difference between what resonates with you and what is resistance?
I love that question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone, think about a vegetable that you don't like.
Okay, yep.
Okay. Are you agitated about that vegetable?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't like it. I hate it. Ugh.
Right, but you're not really in resistance about that vegetable, right? You're not resisting that you don't like the vegetable.
Oh, no. I just don't.
Right?
Like
you're not like, oh, my God, I wish I could have not liked that vegetable. No.
No.
Right? So that doesn't resonate.
Okay.
Resistance is that push-pull that you feel, that agitation, that angst, that anxiety around it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, when I'm in resistance, I am very kid-like. I mean, I just turn into a 7-year-old. I want to kick. I get very warrior. I like kind of, you know, want to punch things. I know that that's resistance,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah, so interesting.
Right?
So you know,
resonance,
go ahead.
To me, this is like, I don't like cauliflower. There's no charge around it. There's no, I need to make it different. There's,
right.
It just doesn't resonate.
Yeah. I don't like Brussels sprouts. They just don't resonate. So.
Right, see? You don't want to attack the Brussels sprout. You don't
no.
want to eradicate the Brussels sprout from the world. The eradication, that's resistance. There's something charged around that topic for you. And that charge is actually not helping you. I mean, it might have served a purpose at one point, because when things are charged, it allows us to kind of take action or, you know, kind of use up all our reserves to kind of strengthen something that wasn't there to strengthen. But in reality, you know, that charge is actually taking energy that you can be utilizing, you in the broad sense, on creating a life that you desire, rather than holding this thing in its tight little container so you're not hurt by it or you're not troubled by it.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of a practical example of resistance, you know, like something that I can share about resistance. And it's like, oh, all I can think about is stuff with family. You know, it's like, oh, I have to go and see these people, their family, but it's like, it's so difficult all the time. I really don't want to go. How can I get out of it? You know, and what can I do to get out of it with ease, you know, with easily without being, you know, hated.
But in reality, what people are really in that resistance about is not about the moment of spending time with family. It's about all that other stuff. It's about,
yes,
you know, feeling lack, feeling not whole and complete, you know, what that brings up from childhood, all of that, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And so that's all resistance of having to kind of, quote, deal or process something that you're, not you personally, but unwilling to process, right? And that's resistance. So often, you know, in the coaching world, people will say, oh, well, you're in resistance about it. And that's why it's really important for people to understand when it doesn't resonate or when it's resistance.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't resonate, there's no charge. It's flat line. Resistance, there's a charge around it. That doesn't mean you have to do it. What it means is you have to understand why you're in resistance about it, clear that. And then from there you can determine if it's something you really want to participate in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I just totally get that. Okay, so I want to, you know, so when we're talking about resistance as well, resistance, when you're resisting something, you're also not receiving, right?
You're not receiving what you truly want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that sometimes we tend to make everything very black and white. And, you know, one of my soul languages is called Teacher of Integrity. It's how I'll be known here. It's the fuel of my mission. And so I can be really black and white. But energy's not like that. It's gray. You know, there's no such thing as, you know, good energy or bad energy. It's all energy, and it's the intention behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're in resistance, what we're doing is we're utilizing all of our power to keep that at bay, to not receive that. And so we're not receiving truly what we want because our focus is in the wrong place. I went to school for photography, so imagine it like this. My photographer teacher went, you know, that's a good photo, Jen, but the gray photo is 10 inches over there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, what resistance is. You're kind of focusing on 10 inches when, you know, what you really want is the opposite direction.
Hmm. Yeah, I can get that. Yeah. Interesting. So, you know, because, you know, in this industry, we talk a lot about receiving, right?
Yeah.
We talk a lot about receiving and opening up to receiving. And so what can we do on the call today to open up to receiving what we desire? You know, so, yeah, let's not make it so general that we're, you know, we're always open to receiving, but to receiving what we desire, whether it's new opportunities, new relationships, you know, new energies, new abundance, you know, whatever it happens to be, right? So what can we do today to open ourselves up more to receiving what we desire?
I love that. First of all, we're always receiving, and we're
mm-hmm.
always successful. We just might not be, you know, might not be successful the way we want to be. And
mm-hmm.
I think when people, you know, I learned this the hard way, you know, when we try to kind of receive new opportunities or, you know, receive new clients or blah, 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 we're actually limiting ourselves because it's not truly what we want. It's just a kind of a symptom of what we want or a reflection of what we want. So I always say, okay, if we're going to receive, let's receive big and let's get to really the core of what we're receiving, what we want to receive. So the first question I have for everyone is, A, what do you want to receive today? And if it was a new opportunity, we'll use that in, as an example. If it was a new opportunity, the next question you get to ask yourself by tuning into your heart, your soul, is what will that new opportunity give you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for me, no matter what I want on the surface level, that what it will give me is always freedom.
Yeah, it's all, some sort of quality, whether it's freedom, whether it's peace, whether it's joy,
So
I agree.
That's what we always want to open up to receiving to. We always want to go bigger than the little thing. So then the next question we get to answer is, what do you think is in the way of you receiving that? Freedom, peace, what do you think is in the way? And then you're going to substitute, I'm going to say something, you're going to substitute the first blank word for what you think is in the way, so we'll use me as an example. So what's always in the way of me receiving freedom is not enough, I'm not good enough, right? And then the second blank word, you're going to drop in what, you know, that bigger picture of receiving is. So it looks like this. There's a part of me that already knows and believes that me being not enough is a lie. I am willing and able to accept that right here, right now, and turn towards the truth that I am able and willing to receive more of freedom in every aspect of my life because I know it is my truth. I know that it is my destiny to feel free, and I can begin receiving that right here, right now, through divine energy. In my body, right now, I embody freedom.
Beautiful.
And you could do that short way by just divine intelligence, fill me with the feeling and knowing of whatever you wanted, that overall theme. For me, again, was freedom. And whenever you're scared, whenever you're lonely, whenever your lack shows up, you pause and you ask divine intelligence to fill you with the feeling and knowing of freedom. And if you have to do it a million times a day, you do it a million times a day. If you have to do it a million times a minute, you do it a million times a minute. You change the set point of your energy. So it's higher. So it's actually calling for more freedom within you.
That's powerful. Thank you. And I'm glad you said that, you know, if you have to do it a million times a day, do it a million times a day. Because sometimes it's not just a one-time thing, you know.
No, it's never going to be a one-time thing.
It's never going to be a one-time thing. Absolutely. So it is a constant process, but it's about it's also then about being aware of where you are at in every moment too, right? Or, you know,
without
as much
judgment.
As you can. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's why connecting to your soul is so important, because you're having that conversation with your higher self, with that essential nature that can see past the storyline in your head. And I'm really creative, so I can make up some really creative stories, like really good. And half of them are not based on any facts, but the facts in my head, which are wrong.
Yeah.
But when I tune into soul, I know that I'm creating based on truth, right? And just like we're always receiving, we're always creating.
Yeah, absolutely. In every moment. So whether you're creating what you desire and the life that you want, or whether you're creating something that you don't want, you know, on automatic, you know, automatic pilots, right?
Right. It's just about stopping the automatic pilot.
No idea what they're doing over there. Sorry about that.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, good. So I have a question from Millie, and she's asking, because this is about receiving, and since we're talking about receiving, does my soul have a message for me about receiving any guidance or insights? I was not a good receiver until now.
First of all, Millie, that's a lie. You are a great receiver. You're just not receiving what you want.
Mm-hmm.
right? Because you're a vessel and you're all about receiving as a giving. So that's the first thing. So let go of the lie. And, you know, I think if there's an kind of an industry kind of thing that will go, oh, you're not good at receiving. You're great at receiving. You're just not receiving what you want. And the second part, message about receiving from your soul. So it's for you, Millie, it's really about kind of learning or establishing a connection. You know, so often we look outside of ourselves for receiving first, and that's truly painful.
Mm-hmm.
So your soul kind of wants you to know to sit down every day, be quiet, and ask whatever you call your higher power to fill you with the consciousness of love. And that's going to change how you view the world, how you take action with the world, and what you say and do for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, wonderful. Good question, though, Millie. So thank you. And let us know how that resonates with you. But, you know, that's a good point. We are always receiving all the time. And so it's about shifting our focus to what it is that we would like to receive. And even though and it's not just the words, though, right? It's the energy as well and the emotions as well, right?
Yeah, it's so I know that in order to kind of change your life, that the belief has to be felt in that root chakra, in that seat of wants, needs, and desires.
Mm-hmm.
So often we ask for things and it's kind of tainted with lack and not good enough and I couldn't possibly have it, or, oh my God, please save me, all of that. That is going to muck up what you want to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when all else fails, my statement is, when I don't really know which direction to go, or I don't know what limiting belief is in the way, I always tell clients to say this, and I say it for myself too. There's a part of me that already knows and believes that I am safe to receive. Right here, right now, I know that I'm willing and able to receive abundance, love, peace, blah, 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 whatever that is. Because that allows you to receive from a place of safety. And I think, you know, people talk about how, you know, love and joy and enlightenment are very high in vibration. Yes, that's true. I think safety and human consciousness is the road to love, enlightenment, and joy. And so when you know that you are safe, all the rest of the vibrations, like flowers, can start to grow inside of you. And here's the thing. If you never felt safety, if you never felt love, if you never, you know, felt trust or faith or whatever, it's already inside of you. It's just a point of activating it. So I think that, yes, you need to be a vibrational match. Yes, you need to be on the same kind of radio station as what you want. And there are ways to kind of trick the system, meaning you don't have to feel that 100% of the time. You only need to tilt the scales 51%. And I think so many of us are trying to do it perfectly. You know, focus on what you want. Connect with your soul. Connect with your soul through your soul language team once a day, and really just embody it and focus it and notice throughout your day where your thoughts or what you're saying or doing is contradicting what you truly want. And then you just pause and you fill your body with that knowing and feeling of what you truly want. In my case, again, freedom. And if you practice this long enough, there comes a point where the lack is less and the receiving is more, right? And then you're going to get to a groovy place and then you're going to want more. And so then you're going to have to do the practice again. your soul is always going to be asking for more because it's always going to want to expand. And I think that human beings interpret that or misinterpret that as not enough. And that's really not what your soul is saying. Your soul is saying there's more goodness to have. There's more expansion to be. You know, let's experience more. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a matter of practice and not making it so life and death, you know? I mean, we tend to make this also, you know, death grip of control of, oh, my God, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to perish.
Right.
Connection is supposed to be fun, and I think so often we're connecting because we want to solve something or we want to make something better, and you're whole and complete the way you are. We're just tweaking how you utilize your energy so it's more sustainable, more powerful for you.
And, you know, just I'm gonna share just a quick little story. A couple of years ago, I guess I'm almost five now, but one of my sisters had said to me, why can't you just be satisfied? You know, and I'm like, what do you mean? You know, and she's like, yeah, just be satisfied with what you have now. Why do you have to want more? And it's like, I just do. I would like to experience more things in my life. and since then, I've been, you know, just I always ask myself, okay, what do I want to experience now? You know, and how do I want to express myself? And just I keep asking those types of questions, and my life opens up more and more and more. You know, and as you said, our soul is always wants to experience expansion, and we're always experiencing this expansion by having different experiences, you know, and adventures. I like to call them adventures. And it's, to me, that is living, you know, for me, that is living. By saying, by my sister saying, you know, why can't you be satisfied? She's basically saying, why can't you just settle? You know, and like, no, I didn't sign up, you know, in this life to settle, you know, I would like to experience different things and have fun. You know, I don't like the word settle. It's like, no, that doesn't work for me. So I'm going to do what works for me. So I have a feedback from Millie, and she said, wow, thank you so much. Resonated deeply to fill my life with consciousness of love would be the best thing ever. Good.
Yay.
And, okay. So I have a question from Linda, and she's asking this, does my soul feel I'm satisfying the objective I signed up for in this incarnation? Oh, let me repeat that again. Does
no,
my soul
you don't
feel...
have to. I got it.
Okay,
you don't have to. So, Linda, with deep love and compassion, could you see my eye roll? Because, oh, my God, what pressure to put on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What pressure. Like, you can't let the divine down. You can't let down your soul's mission down. You can't let any of that part down. And I think humans, and especially in this day and age, we're so programmed, you know, to like complete our mission and are we doing enough and can we be of more service? And what I'm really hearing is that there's a part of you that's dissatisfied in what's being and what's doing in your life. And there's a part of you that's dissatisfied in how you're being and expressing the sacred mission. So, yeah, you're being your sacred mission. You can't leave the divine down. But, yeah, we can tweak it so
mm-hmm.
it can feel more satisfied for you, more in tune. And so the long answer and the short answer and combination of all of it is yes, and you can tweak it. And the first thing you want to do is let go of the belief that you could do it wrong,
mm-hmm.
that there's some perfect plan out here, you know. I've been doing this all of my life. People, you know, before I was answering questions like this, when I was in Russia, when I was in my 20s, some person came up to me and started asking me questions in Russian. And I'm like, I kind of know what you're saying, and I know how to answer you, but I don't know how to speak Russian,
mm-hmm.
right? Like,
mm-hmm.
we are being our mission every moment and every day. It, for you, it's just about tweaking it internally and externally so you feel it, so you embody it, so it feels joyful instead of heavy. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Linda. Let us know how that resonates with you. And I have a question from Sue, and this is, I think, a really important question. as well. So she says, when you said I am safe to receive, something inside of me jumped up. I don't feel safe to receive. What should I do to change this? How do I make receiving safe and soft and graceful?
Okay, beautiful. So I would start with a willingness to know you're safe to receive. So it sounds like for you, Sue, that there was always conditions on receiving. So I would say, you know, you got something and then, or you received something and immediately the core experience was that it was followed by pain. And so then it doesn't become safe to receive, right? So that little girl inside of you is going, no, 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 we know what happens when you receive. You get hurt or there's pain after, so we can't do that. So the first thing is to sit down with your little girl and start to talk to her and going, it's safe to receive. I got this. I'm in control. You don't have to keep kind of worrying about this. And then the second part is just to tune in and ask divine to fill you with the feeling and knowing of a willingness to know that you're safe to receive. And that if you do that for a couple of days, you're going to start to see the shift. And then notice when someone tries to give something, whether it's a good morning or a compliment or anything physical, what your reaction is internally. And then you're going to pause it and go, okay, we're safe to do that. And then from there, you can make a decision what to do next if you want to actually take it in or say thank you, or you can pass it up. We don't always have to take things people give us. And I think that's a real big point for people who have had experiences of where it's safe, who hasn't been safe to receive. So I hope that helps, Sue.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Let us know how that resonates with you. And Linda says, yes, thank you very much.
Yay!
Yeah, that's good. let me just check really quickly how we're doing. And so I have a question from Shannon in Pennsylvania. And she says, how do we know when our soul is speaking to us? And then she talks about, I'm on a mission of becoming more aware and clearing for manifesting, and my block is finances. I'm struggling right now, need to become financially free, debt free. I want to do and give so much to others. Right now, I cannot give as much as I would like in the way that I imagine. It makes me happy to be able to help others. I feel sad that I have not been able to make that happen yet. I volunteer time when I can, but I would like to have the finances to expand on that giving to family and strangers. I don't know if this is part of my mission or not, but it is something that I think about often.
Well, I'm sorry, what was her name?
Shannon.
Shannon, first of all, you're not part, no, and nowhere in that have I heard you that you're part of that giving agreement. And because you're not part of that giving agreement with the universe, your finances are feeling the energetic reflection of that. So what would it be like for you to be given to? Explore that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what do you mean by part of the giving agreement?
Well, if you notice what she's saying, she wants to give more of her time.
Yes.
She wants to give more of her finances. She wants to be of service more.
Yes.
You know, there's no part of that that includes her.
Mm-hmm.
There's no part of, you know, in prayer we would go, okay, I'm so happy and grateful that I am receiving blah, blah, blah. There's no, she's not part of that. So there's
right.
all this giving, 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 and there's no room in her energetic kind of circle for receiving. She's not part of that, of the people that get to receive. And so that's a reflection of her finances. The connection, you know, how do you know what your soul sounds like? You know, that soul for me sounds like, you know, it's a one sentence kind of thing. It's, you know, very direct. It doesn't incite fear. It, you know, I might hear something from soul and then move into fear because of humanness. But when you first hear soul, there's no fear. It's, doesn't sound like lack. It doesn't sound like a loop in your head. It sounds very definite and very deep. And some people, you know, are just starting that journey to hear the soul, so it sounds like a whisper. It's all soul, even ego, by the way. It's just a misinterpretation sometimes of it. And so, you know, if you're unsure, notice the different kind of sounds in your head. Everyone knows what fear feels like and sounds like, and mm-hmm. so you can kind of go, okay, that's fear. Now, if I wasn't afraid, what would soul say? And 10 to 1, you'd get a response somewhere along the line. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, and I was also going to mention, you know, how when you're speaking to your soul, you know, having conversation with your soul, there's no judgment. And I found, like, in everything that Shannon was saying, there was a lot of judgment there, that she wasn't where she wants to be, you know, that she's not giving as much as she wants or doing as much as she wants to do, but there's a judgment there that she's not doing it yet, you know?
Beautiful, yes, totally. So, you know, if you're going to be generous to the world, let the world be generous to you. And, you know, another question you can ask yourself is, you know, why do you want to give?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, service feels great, but sometimes we give in order to receive. And if we're giving in order to receiving, it's going to be an imbalance giving-receiving cycle. And what you're really trying to do is give so you feel enough to receive. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be in balance for you as well. And it's going to be reflected in your finances.
Interesting. So let us know how that resonates with you, Shannon. Good question. I'm glad you brought that up. And then Sue wrote back. See, I love it when these people write the feedback back so quickly. And she says, thank you so much. Speaking to my inner child was really precious. She was sitting afraid, and now she's in my arms. It is safe to receive, and I'm willing to believe it 100% here and now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yay!
Yay, he's right. And I was just going to say really quickly that most of what you said, Jennifer, has to do with everybody. It's not specifically for that one person, but a lot of, like, most of the messages you've been saying or we can all relate to, and we can all utilize in our own lives as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're universal themes.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as coincidence. So these people are saying something that's in the mass consciousness. So if something resonates with you, take it and utilize it and integrate. And if it doesn't, just, you know, discard it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I have a question from Joanne, and she's asking, what is the radar, in quotes, to know that my soul really wants something versus something else?
That's a very good question. That is also saying that you have judgments on what you want. You know, I think that the soul wants to experience goodness, the soul wants to experience knowing, the soul wants to experience wisdom. And I think sometimes we have these human wants and desires and we discount them. You're whole and complete. So it's really understanding, you know, what's going to make the soul happy, so to speak, and what's going to make the human happy. And I think sometimes they're one and the same. I think soulful desires are universal. Soulful desires are big, meaning they're big themes, love, peace, service, happiness. And then the human part wants to translate to that into experience. So for me, you know, my big universal theme is freedom. How that's expressed is, well, you know, here's expressed in my romantic life. You know, I have an amazing relationship. You know, we live together, and, you know, yet today he's off doing his own thing, and I know he still loves me because we're free in it. And, you know, there's a deep respect there. If I didn't have that sense of wholeness and completeness there, in the past, I would have been like, oh, my God, he's not coming home. Does he not love me? What did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I know he loves me. Like, I'm whole and complete. And, you know, if something were to change, I'm still whole and complete. Would I be heartbroken? Yes, but I'd still be whole and complete, and mm-hmm. I would have to tune into that wholeness and completeness. So understanding your wants and your needs is huge, and it really helps understand which actions you want to take and what you want to kind of let go of limiting beliefs. Needs are important. Understanding what you need is different than understanding what you want. Needs are those things that are non-negotiable, that if you don't have that you will feel like you're not living. And of course, those are there's survival needs too, right? Food, water, sleep, blah blah blah. And then there are those things that if I don't have that, I will literally feel, literally not used in the correct way, like I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's, you know, service. I need to be loved from with myself and then in community, you know. Those are fundamental needs, and those help determine what your wants are. It's a very big question, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but great, great question. Thank you. Oh, wow. Okay, so there's lots of questions still coming in on the Q&A, so we'll get back to some of those in just a moment. But I wanted to take a brief moment to talk about the special offer that you have for the Awaken to Happiness Now community. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. For those of you who are on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Jennifer13. That's Jennifer 13. So can you talk to us a little bit about the personal soul language identification session, Jennifer?
Sure. During that 60-minute session, we are going to identify your three core energies of soul, your three soul languages. And I'm visual, so I see three individuals within this your soul. We will have transformational discussions with each soul language, and then we'll bring the entire soul together. And that kind of session is going to kind of be a big theme of, you know, whatever your soul wants. So if you're having a problem with your finances, that big will be around your finances. Or if you're in not enough, that will be around the not enough. So when you leave that session, which is recorded, and you'll get the language definitions in written form, what you'll have is a tangible way to connect to your soul. You'll have an understanding of how you're utilizing your soul energy consciously, which is woohoo, or in struggle, which is, we don't have to define struggle. You know what that feels like. You'll have a way to move from struggle to consciousness, and we'll have transformed some core energy that has been limited into a more powerful use of that energy. And then you'll have a tangible way to connect you to your soul for your entire life. And that will allow you to keep growing in that consciousness. And when we're in consciousness, when we're in wholeness and completeness, we create based on that rather than based on lack. And normally that session is $312. There's a drastic reduce in price. In fact, the price is the lowest it's ever been. I never even charged that in the beginning. So I love this. And so what's really going to allow you is it's going to allow you for a deep way to connect. And what I hear so often when I identify someone's soul language is, oh, my God, are you in my head? And you just put tangible words to what I know deep down inside. Oh, my God, I can accept this. This is good in me. Oh, my God, I've been utilizing that really unconsciously to create a lot of struggle in my life. I now know how to use it to actually support me. And so it's like sitting down with your essential nature and finally having a blueprint of how you want to create your life and having all of the skill set to do that. It's taking off the blinders when it comes to connecting with yourself and with the divine.
Mm. I love it. It's beautiful. And, you know, and that's what's it's so important is that, you know, you get to see what your three soul languages are and start to communicate with your soul on a regular basis so that you can ask questions, you can have, you know, build this relationship and start to communicate and have that ongoing, I guess, feedback, question answer all the time and have that safety and that trust that, you know, you're not alone, that, you know, you can move forward with ease, you know where you're going. And it's just, you know, gives you a bit more clarity, right?
Yeah, and you know, if you have a business or, you know, if you're working and you have to do that kind of elevator speech, you're going to have new words to include in all of that. Because then you can go, for example, let's talk about the mission language called Pioneer, okay? So mission Pioneers, top line, are always forging new roads. That's consciously. Mm-hmm. Top line, unconsciously, it's like bright, shiny object syndrome. They never have anything complete. They feel unsupported. They're always out in front. They feel alone. So right there, a pioneer is gonna know some really core things about themselves and understand that when they're feeling that lack of support, oh, I'm just utilizing my soul unconsciously, here's the tool to move back into wholeness and completeness. Then they can stand up at networking meeting or going, oh, you know, so I help people forge new ideas. Okay, like, I want to talk to that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It gives you information not just to use in your sacred time, but also I'm a warrior. So if you can't use it in your everyday life, it doesn't work for me. So you're going to have tools that you can actually take and integrate in every movement and in every aspect of your life, which is how transformation becomes embodied when you practice and when you use it. It doesn't if it sits on the shelf and you don't kind of utilize
yeah.
the tool.
Exactly, yeah. So it's something that you will utilize every day on a regular basis instead of something that's just sitting there. So that is how you actually make that transformation lasting transformation, not just in the moment, right?
Exactly. You have to keep practicing. It was really incredible. So a couple of things. One, I've been identifying people with my soul language lately, which I normally don't do. I haven't done any graceful warriors in years or any teacher of integrity in years. And so there's a huge transformation happening. And so I'm getting a lot of those languages. And so I've had to keep reading my soul language definition like 4 or 5 times over the last couple months. And I'm like, oh my God, look, there I am. I'm operating unconsciously. Look, it's right on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a new awareness. So you'll keep getting new awarenesses. It also allows you to really change your energy. What happened was when I started doing this work, my original job was in public relations, right? So my best friend, who I worked for, her left-hand woman was pregnant and gave birth like 3 weeks earlier than she should have. Literally, like, she went home one day, didn't come back the next day,
mm-hmm.
and she called me in a panic, and she's like, oh, my God, can you come help me, because there's so much to do today, and I don't know where anything is, and I'm freaking out. And I was like, miraculously, I don't have clients today, so I know it's divine timing, so sure, I'll help you. So somebody called in, and I was like, okay, you want to talk to Erin, and I transfer them, and I hear Erin on the phone, and she goes, yeah, that's Jennifer. No, that's Jennifer. Yes, that's Jennifer. She has a conversation. She hangs up, and I go, what is that about? She goes, they didn't recognize your voice.
Mm.
I go, what are you talking about? She goes, they didn't recognize your energy. Because I had done so much connection, because I've done so much clearing, all of that aggression that was in my voice, all of my energy field of lack was different, and people didn't recognize my voice. They didn't know who it was. People who I talked to years on the phone. And I think that's what happens when you really learn how to connect with your soul. You transform to your essential nature more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows you to create from a real place of power rather than pain or suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you do that, the world becomes fun. I mean, doesn't everyone want to have fun?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and it can be, and that's the thing that I want everyone to know. Life can be fun. You know, it can be joyful. It doesn't have to be struggle all the time. And that's why, you know, that's the purpose of having these shows all the time. What was I going to say? Okay. So, all right. So please do take a look at this special offer so that you can find out what your soul languages are. And I love the part about the questions, you know, that you will share questions with your client about how they can start to create that conversation, start that conversation. And that is so important because sometimes we're like, I don't know what to ask. You know, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to connect. You know, it's like, okay, I know how, but it's like, what do I do next? Right. So it's the questions. I love that. So thank you.
I love that part because I'm all about the questions. And what I really love is there's a part in the soul language identification sheet that says if a child speaks this soul language. And what I teach or tell clients to do with that part is really sit down with their inner child and support them in that use of their soulful energy, because 10 to 1, when they were little, mm-hmm. they didn't have parents who knew how to support that energy. They didn't. Parents weren't doing anything wrong. They were trying to keep you safe, but they didn't really understand that energy because 10 to 1, yeah. they didn't speak that soul language, right? So when people use that section, something really profound happens, and that inner child really gets to be on board with manifestation rather than fighting it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I provide you with welcome and integration tools, lots of questions, and, you know, also, you know, we used to have this saying, you know, once you're kind of in our stable, you're in my stable, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you have a question, you shoot me an email, right? Like, this is about really allowing you to be conscious and be connected. Remember, my purpose is to alleviate suffering through connection. Mm-hmm. So I'm always going to be bringing you back to that connection and deepening that connection, because giving someone the answer never really helps them, because it doesn't change their energy.
Yeah,
you're the only person that can change your energy. So by giving you that question, that allows you to really change and transform and create from a new place of power rather than lack or limitations.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, so many times we... It's just a tweak that we need, you know, and we just don't know what that tweak is. And I really think that, you know, connecting to our soul, you know, learning what these soul languages are, having these questions and starting to have that communication can help us to tweak that little bit. Sometimes that's all it needs. And that will shift our energy, shift our perception, and shift the way that we see ourselves and then how we move forward in our lives.
Yeah, I love that. And you know what people usually forget? They forget that this is a collaboration. So often in, you know, when people are on the spiritual path, they give their power. You can't give your power away, but you can focus it in an unsustainable way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they'll kind of give their power away to their guides and teachers or their angels or the divine. This is a collaboration between you and the universal forces. Like, you need to participate. You need to be at the board table. And so often people don't think that they're worthy enough to be there. And so when they understand their connection, they understand that they're worthy to be in collaboration with the universe, to be in the acting and giving and receiving and listening and communication, and to hear an answer and go, you know what, divine, I can't get to that right now. What's that first step? And really allowing for that. Because there's been times where the divine has said, blah, 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 Jen. And I'm like, you know what, I can't do that. I'm just not in the space. So what's the first step? And the divine gives me something back. Mm-hmm. And I think so often people don't know about that collaboration or communication. Because in general, most of us are really bad communicators. Yeah. And, you know, it all starts at home. So we're communicating not so great with ourselves and with the divine. And that's just reflecting in every relationship we have. And you're in relationship with everything on this planet, mm-hmm. including money, yourself, mm-hmm. the divine, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, absolutely. We are in relationship to everything, and we're not communicating as much as we possibly could or probably could. Yeah, wow, love that. Thank you. Wow, that's one of those aha things for sure. So I have a question from Fiona, and she's asking, how does my soul support receiving? This is amazing to know. And I think we might have answered this already, but I'll let you answer that.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. How does my soul support receiving?
Wow, that's a mind boggler, because I go, it's like a giant sponge of receiving. I mean, how could it not? It's love, yes. right? Mm-hmm. And love mm-hmm. is just about, you know, imagine this way. Imagine your soul as, you know, you're going to hug someone and their arms are open. It wants you to experience goodness. It's always going to be geared towards experience goodness. Mm-hmm. And so it's hardwired to receive. Mm-hmm. And it's hardwired to give.
Yeah. You know, what's coming up for me right now, Jennifer, is how, you know, how sometimes in this industry that we have this I think, misconception that we came here to learn certain lessons and have certain experiences that are challenges, you know. But I don't believe that that's always the case. You know, I do believe that our soul is supporting us to receive the goodness, to see the abundance, to have the prosperity, to live the life that we desire. That is what our soul supports us to do.
Yeah, and I love that point. So thank you so much for bringing that up, because we do often have these kind of themes of challenge, or people call those lessons. I never like that word. I think me either, right? Like, I'm like, really? What those kind of lessons, I call those skill builders, what they're kind of geared towards you to do is choose to know that you're whole and complete. It is about showing where you feel separate from what you call your higher power. So those big themes are just a way of tuning in to wholeness and completeness, because we have free will, because we have a choice, and because if we didn't have that, we'd just be automatons and we wouldn't really kind of experience what we could on this planet. So no one's here to have a lesson. No one's here to be poor. No one's here to feel lack of love. No one's here to whatever kind of theme you want to come up with. That is just the situation that is allowing you to choose wholeness and completeness. Some of those are real suffering, and some of those are just plain sucky. They're still there to choose to know you're whole and complete.
Yeah, and some of those challenges, and I have air quotes, are there because to show us what choices we had made in the past that were not in alignment with our soul's desire or with our true desire. Whether it's soul or the human part of us, you know, with our true desire, we settled or we made compromises or, you know, whatever. It was a different choice. And that's sometimes that wasn't really the choice that we wanted, but we felt stuck, you know, so we made that choice. And so that challenge comes up to show us, okay, this is what's going on. What do you choose now, you know?
Yeah, you know, I just had this thought, which is a unique thought. You know, we make this so like, oh, you know, this is just a giant board game. So you threw a 6 when you really wanted to throw a 4. Okay, let's course correct. And you know, if you think of that or feel like that without judgment, the weight is just lifted off. There's not this kind of, oh, my God, within you. There's just a, oh, okay. You know, I love the original Latin, I don't know what it is, but the original Latin word for sin, which meant off the mark. We're just off the mark.
Off the mark.
And right off the mark. And when we kind of don't get what we want, we're just off the mark.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so it's easier, right? It's like not so, oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's like, oh, let's course correct. We were off
not as much
mark.
Judgment. Yeah.
Not as much. And judgment is kind of the dream killer, man. You know, judgment doesn't allow you to kind of really access that divinity, because you're already thinking you're not whole and complete.
Great. I have so totally enjoyed this whole conversation, because it's like it's opening us up to a different way of looking at ourselves, looking at our relationship with ourselves, because you know, in my opinion, anyways, your soul is the greater aspect of you, the bigger part of you. It's you. It's just, you know, we're not focused on that. We're more focused on the human part of ourselves. But when we're having the communicating with our soul through the soul language, it's like a bridge that we're making between the soul part of us and the human part of us.
Beautiful.
And yeah, and then with that, you know, life does become easier. Life does become more grace-filled. You know, when we start to ask questions and listen and, you know, have that collaboration, the two-way street, you know, it's not just one way, the two-way street, and being aware of that two-way street, knowing it's there and working it, you know, it's so powerful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just checking back in to see, okay, did we cover everything? I think, you know, because there was like 6 points, and it's like, I think we got, you know, the gist of everything, mainly the how important it is to have this connection with our soul, have these soul languages as a form of communication. Is it's going to be essential as we move forward, especially now when more and more of us are wanting to connect, wanting to deepen our relationship. And, you know, because the theme for this season is renew your energy, renew your life. So when you renew your energy by creating that bridge, by having that bridge, you are bringing more of the soul part of you into your human part of you, right? So your energy is shifting and changing and being renewed. And then you can make different choices. You can make more choices that are in alignment with your desires, you know, of what you really want, coming from a place of love instead of fear or lack, right?
Yeah, I just want to ring a bell because, yes, totally, right on the mark, you know, and, you know, remembering that you really had your back, you know, wherever we go when we're not in body. I always think of it as a soul table. It is, you know, that you had your back into creating this existence, so you might have forgotten it. So let's get you to a place where you remember it.
Yeah. Good. Yes, let's get you to a place where you remember. And that remembering is really a remembering is a re-knowing, you know, because you do know all that inside, you know, deep within, you do know it. And it's about connecting to that space. So Shannon is asking, how long is this special good for?
That's really up to you, how long the replay's up.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be up for the entire season. That's usually how I do it. Unless somebody says no, then, you know, usually it's up for the whole season. So.
And then it's up for the whole season, people. Yay!
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I would take advantage of it sooner rather than later so that you can start to make different choices now. You know, like I wouldn't wait till the end of the summer kind of thing. I would start to make different choices now so that you can start to create that new life that you'd like and start to really feel that magic within, you know, because connecting to your soul, I'll be honest, and connecting with your soul languages is a magical experience because it's like so uplifting and so empowering. And so I would really like that for you to have that sooner rather than later. So just saying. Just saying, you know, the sooner you can feel that magic within, the better. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to our dear friend Claire, who is part of the team and has been for a long time. And she recommended Jennifer to be on the show. And it's like, okay, yes, you know, so I do take recommendations all the time. So thank you, Claire. I'm glad you did because I have just so totally enjoyed this conversation. So much fun. And I think I'm definitely going to get a soul identification reading for myself because, you know, as much as I, you know, connect with spirit all the time and my guides and so on, you know, there's still more. There's still more I could do, especially about the questions, you know, the everyday questions. I definitely need some more help with questions because sometimes it's taken me a long time to actually ask questions of my guides, of spirit, of my higher self. You know, for years, it was always just, I'm happy to just receive the energy. You know, now it's like, okay, time for questions.
Yeah, time for questions and collaboration. And I would be honored. And, you know, here's the thing I really want everyone to understand, that there's a difference, and you did it so beautifully there. There's a difference between your soul, your higher self, your soul, the divine, and then your guides and your teachers. And guides and teachers have free will, people. They got an agenda. I mean, yes, their agenda most of the time is for your greatest good, but they have an agenda. And your soul's only agenda is to support your greatest good and your greatest good only. And so is the divine. And so having this deep connection with yourself and utilizing that power is so powerful. And I thoroughly enjoy talking to you today. We think alike. You said a lot of things that I say, so I love that. And again, a shout out to Claire, who knows how much I adore her and how grateful I am for her in my life. So thank you as well, because, wow, this has been brilliant. And I loved all the questions, and thank everyone for participating, because asking questions, you know, sometimes is hard because we're afraid of the answer. And your soul is always going to tell you that you're enough. It's always going to express love to you. And so having that kind of resource and tapping into it, you're worth it. Everyone's worth it.
I love that. Absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing. Oh, I was going to say something now. I lost it because my husband just sent me a message. Just no idea what it is, but it's like, ah. but it's, you know, the more that we can connect within, whether it's, you know, to your soul, and your soul does have your highest good in mind always, right? The highest intention for you. And that's what you want. That support system is something that you want to have to, because your soul has your back. The divine has your back. And sometimes it's easier to connect with your soul and not the divine, because just because we have these belief systems, right? So however you can connect, whatever is easier for you. So you can connect with the soul, great, because that is going to be the next best tool for you as you move forward and start to create the life you want, start to clear those financial blocks maybe. So Shannon is saying, yes, it'll be available for the full season. The season just started today. So that's a good thing. This is not the end of season 12. This is the beginning of season 13. So you're good to go, Shannon. So you can save up and definitely get that special offer in the next, you know, little while. But yeah, it's like, you know, how else would you like to improve your life? You know, and yeah, we are whole and complete, but let's face it, sometimes our human lives are not exactly what we would like them to be. So your soul can guide you to give you information, wisdom, and love and support so that you can start to do that for yourself. And I think that's the most important thing for all of us, is that love and support, so that we have that, so that we can move forward in trust and faith and courage, because sometimes we need a little bit of courage. I know I was talking about this earlier on the call, on my live call earlier, where I was like, oh, these fears came up and, you know, I have to look at them now. But, you know, but my team is with me, you know, my community is with me, very supportive. And so it's like, okay, they have my back. The divine has my back. So it'll be fine, you know, but sometimes that little voice comes up, you know, and sometimes if you have that support from your soul, it can help to, you know, give you that love and support that you need, so that that little voice can be loved as well. I was going to say squash, but we're not going to squash. We're going to love it as well and help it to understand that, you know what, you're fine. You can do this. You know, you can handle this and whatever it happens to be. For me, it's just about speaking in front of a group. So it's not that big of a deal. I think I can do it. I think I can speak in front of a group. That's no problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just nodding my head throughout your whole conversation. Yeah. Yeah, totally agree.
Good. So, yeah, please do take a look at the special offer. It's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Jennifer13. And also don't forget to take a look at the happiness kit, where Jennifer has a bonus gift for you there as well. The link's in the email, you guys, you know. All right. So thank you, Jennifer, so much. And thank you. Yes, those questions were wonderful. I'm so glad you all asked those questions. You know, they helped us to share even more and bring out even more wisdom and teachings and assistance for everybody on the call. So thank you. And you're definitely going to want to go back and listen to this one again, because there was so much wonderful information and wisdom from Jennifer. So yeah, it'll be on the replay page in a little while, and you can start to listen to it again. All right. So thank you so much, Jennifer. And thank you, everyone. Great way to start off the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so honored.
Yeah, it was a blessing for me as well. And we're definitely going to have to do it again, because I'm going to have to definitely have you back on again. So this was amazing. Thank you. And thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings. Until next time. Bye for now.